Our readings today deal with something that we don't like to see anymore. We don't like to even talk about it. We tried to eliminate this word from our very vocabulary. Sin. It's too offensive. We don't want to admit that sin exists in the world, and we certainly don't want to admit that sin exists in my heart or in my soul. But we need to. We need to be able to look in a mirror and say, I have sinned. Because until we can do that, we're simply living in la-la land. We're living in a fantasy world. In our first reading, we need a little bit more of the background, just a reminder. I know very familiar with David and his great sin when in the spring of the year he had sent his army off to do battle where the kings were supposed to go to do battle. But David said, nah, you guys go. I'm just going to hang around the castle, sleeping in late, going to bed, taking siestas, getting up not until the evening time. He's just being lazy. And in this laziness, he falls to the sin of the devil. He gets up one evening and he sees this woman. She's very beautiful. So he sends his servants to go to bring her to him. And she becomes pregnant with his child. So she sends word, and so he sends after her husband, one of his officers, to come back to Jerusalem so that he can cover up his sin. But his officer is more faithful than David. His men are off fighting battle, and he will not go home. So David gets him drunk and tries to get him over to his home, and he refuses. So he sends him back to the battle with a note to his general, put him in the front. And he uses the casualty of wars to cover up his crime, to kill Uriah. He thinks he gets away with it. But then the prophet Nathan comes to him and he tells him this story of this poor man who has almost nothing. One little ewe, and he keeps that ewe. He sleeps in his house. He holds him to his bosom. The ewe is everything to this man. And this man's powerful and rich neighbor comes and takes the ewe because he has a friend who's come. And he slaughters the ewe and sacrifices it for his buddy's dinner. And David, his righteous indignation rises up. And he says, who is this? Who has done this? He must be punished. And Nathan turns and looks at him and says, the man is you. And in this, David looks at himself in the mirror. He sees himself as God sees him. And that's what we have to do, to look in that mirror. And yes, David sinned against Bathsheba. Yes, David sinned against Uriah. But first and foremost, primarily in his life, he looks in the mirror and he says, I have sinned against the Lord. And the Lord forgives him. The Lord had given him everything. And David took everything. And he abused them. He abused his royal privilege. In his selfishness, he simply took until he comes face to face with it. And in his humility, he admits his sin. He seeks forgiveness. He seeks mercy. He is seeking the very thing that this woman is seeking who comes to Christ. Jesus is here at this dinner, all the important people. Simon had done a great job bringing all these people in because he knew that if he could get Jesus to come to his house, he would be an important person about town. But this woman comes who has this reputation as a sinner, standing in sharp contrast to Simon. We see how David is a taker, but Simon is no better. He's taking Christ as his guest because he wanted to be seen as important. Not for anything he did, but just for those who would associate with him. This woman had been a taker, but she must have had an encounter with Christ, an encounter that we don't have in the Gospels. But she must have encountered him before this because she crashes the party. She's there. She recognizes her sin. She also recognizes her forgiveness. And she gives Christ the welcome that Simon should have given. She washes her feet, his feet with tears. She kisses them. She anoints them with oil. All of the things that his host failed to do, this woman does. But she does it not out of sense of duty, but out of love. This woman had come to dinner to be with Christ. And these actions are obviously a reflection or a response to that previous encounter that she had had with him. She's not forgiven because she loves much. This expression of love is simply a recognition that she had been forgiven. Our readings today take a look at two primary things. They look at faith by salvation and justification, or works, and they look at how we can lose focus in our lives, how we can become takers rather than receivers. So we'll only look at this second category. So easy to lie to ourselves in this life. And we like to believe those lies that we tell ourselves. We can tell ourselves that I deserve this. I deserve that. Like King David. He was a taker, though. He thought he deserved Bathsheba. He thought she would be the one that would make him happy. Simon was a taker. He thought it was all about the externals. People only had value with him as far as they could raise him up in society or benefit him in some way. This woman had been a taker. We don't know what her sin was, but it was known in public that she was a sinner. So it's just conjecture, but we can imagine. St. Paul is a taker. He even condoned the death of St. Stephen in his persecution of Christians. But then David, Paul, and this woman show us a new way. We're called to recognize this truth that being a taker is so much part of our fallen human nature. We are called to recognize this truth that this man, this woman, is you, is me. So we look at myself. Where do I see myself as deserving? Where do I see myself as a taker? Do I do these things even at the expense of another human being? But nothing we take, whether it is in a relationship of any kind, whether it is wealth or power, whether it is an identity, nothing that we take that is not ours to be received will ever fill our hearts. We simply desire more and more and more. God knows our hearts, though. He knows what we need. And in His mercy and in His generosity, He simply wants to give. He wants to fill our hearts with Himself. And when we recognize this truth, we turn to Him like David. I have sinned against the Lord. Like Paul and this woman in the gospel, we turn from our sinful past. We turn from our tendency to stray, from our tendency to wander, from our tendency to simply take. To see that this man, to see that this woman is me. And to turn back to God. All God wants is us to desire Him. And if we aren't to that point, He wants us to want that. And He will respond and He will fill our hearts. We do these things not to earn anything. We do these things not to manipulate others to get what we want. We do these things not to take, but to receive. To receive love, to be loved by the one who is love.